Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Greg Polin. I'm a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm the director of the Mayo Vaccine Research Group and the editor-in-chief of the journal Vaccine.
What are the three big takeaways about immunizations in older adults that our audience should keep top of mind?
First of all, I'd focus on the big four: influenza, pneumococcal, zoster, and Tdap, tetanus, diphtheria, acellular pertussis. The second is that these vaccines are designed not necessarily to completely prevent disease, but to prevent the complications of these diseases. And that's what causes the morbidity and mortality in older adults. And the third thing I would say is what we're interested above and beyond the immediate prevention of those complications is durability of the immune response. And that happens to be a big issue with the new zoster vaccine, of superior durability compared to the live attenuated vaccine. And I think we can say the same thing about pneumococcal vaccines. Influenza vaccine, we still have a problem with. Have to administer it every year because of a strain drift that occurs and the necessity for a new formulation of vaccine. But soon you'll see universal vaccines that we may not have to give as often. So kind of in summary, I think the big thing is, we're used to treating disease. That seems to be our focus. And I think we need to take an equally large focus on the whole sphere, the whole domain of preventing disease. And these are common diseases, they are morbid diseases, and we have safe and effective vaccines with which to prevent them.